This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I think the two biggest news stories in America right now, number one, could Trump overcome this lead? That's number one, of course. Did Trump really win the election? I believe he did. I believe it was stolen big time. And that's a big news story. Number two is, are we going to be locked down? And how ridiculous are the lockdowns? Because as of yesterday, or maybe it was 2 days ago, anybody who was tuned in, some, you know, a lot of our audience comes on different days. So, you know, today is Wednesday. And maybe some of you are listening for the first time in a week or in 2 days, and you didn't hear the last one. So, you get a very different audience every day, depending on when people leave work and they turn on their radios. And so you may not have heard me on Monday, but I quoted a study from the New England Journal of Medicine. You don't get more science than that, right? New England Journal of Medicine. Wow. Credibility. That's doctors. And they had an article about a very credible study of 1,800 United States Marine recruits, you know, half of whom were treated the normal way they treat recruits, and the other half were put into extreme quarantine for COVID. They asked them to volunteer. Can you imagine some of these guys volunteered? You're a Marine recruit. They're going to beat the crap out of you, right? They're going to beat you every day until you are just ready to go, toughened up. And they're going to scream about your mother, and they're going to scream about, you know, the only thing I know in Texas is, and you know what they say for that one. You remember the old Marine drill sergeant and officer and gentleman. And they just beat the crap out of you. And on top of that, you're not only a glutton for punishment, you join the Marines and you want to be punished. But now they say, who wants to be treated horribly in super quarantine, total isolation? And people raise their hand. So they volunteered, 1,800 Marine recruits. These are the nicest kids in the world, man. To volunteer for something like that, to be brutally treated in isolation. And so they were forced to wear double thick masks, basically 24 hours a day inside and outside, even in their own homes, barracks, basically. 24-hour double masks and isolated from each other, so you're just in total isolation in your own little dorm room. You don't see anybody else all day long. And when you eat together, but you have to literally break out the bleach and bleach the entire area where you ate after you leave. And when you go to the bathroom, bleach the bathroom. And 100 other things. The strictest quarantine you could imagine. And then they compared the two groups. Guess what they found? The one in the strict quarantine had more COVID than the one who was just left alone to do whatever they wanted to do. More. Not even slightly less. Not even more COVID. And by the way, those who got COVID, almost everybody was super mild. It's just a mild flu. This whole thing is a joke. This whole thing's a disaster. I mean, it's not a joke if you die. It's not a joke if someone you love dies. It's terrible. But guess what? I think it was just a couple years ago, 2018, 90,000 people died in 1 year from the flu. Was that a joke? That wasn't a joke either if someone you loved, your grandma, died of the flu. I remember when my grandfather died of the flu. Bronchitis, couldn't breathe. He was 93 years old, going on 94. 93 years old, and he died of, basically they called it pneumonia, but that's the flu. So does that mean everyone had, life had to come to a standstill? A halt? All traffic to a halt? No more going to work? Nobody ever having sex again? Nobody go to a bar again? Nobody go to a nightclub again? Nobody go to a strip club again? Nobody go to a restaurant again in California? Got to eat outside in the parking lot in the middle of the winter? You know, that's what they're doing in New York. No indoor dining. but they're all investing thousands and thousands, I guess hundreds of thousands of dollars, the restaurants that can, the rest will go out of business, in some sort of pods that you eat outdoors in. You're like in your own little pods. You know how weird that is? Who'd want to do that? What a horrible experience. And who's going to go for, like, a delivery or pickup? Who's going to pick up in the middle of the winter when it's 10 degrees and snowing outside? Nobody. Business is going to come to a halt. You know, I just saw a study. Just the 10 p.m. curfew killed 30% of restaurants' business. Just that, which I thought was basically, you know, it all adds up. It's all terrible, but that's good compared to closing indoor dining. I thought that's the best thing that could happen is they just say 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock curfew. Well, restaurants that did the 10 o'clock curfew lost 30% of their business. So no matter what you do, this is the destruction of capitalism, destruction of entrepreneurship, destruction of all the brave people who put up their own money to own their own restaurants. It's incredible. I don't know how you take it. I don't know. The whole thing is crazy. But the point is, we proved that lockdowns don't work. That was where I was going with this. The United States Marine recruits prove lockdowns do not work, never have worked, never will work. They make things worse. You know why I think that it was higher level of COVID in people who were locked down and quarantined and isolated? Because that's like being in, Chris, what's that word when they send someone to prison isolation? What's the word I'm looking for? Solitary confinement. Also, POWs have that. They often send them to solitary confinement. That's what these Marine recruits went through. And we all know that solitary confinement will make you sick. Because you're scared, and you're sitting there, and you're shivering in the cold all by yourself, and you don't speak to anyone anymore. Solitary confinement, that's like what John McCain was tortured in Vietnam. Many of those POWs were alone for months at a time. They would not let him speak to any of their friends who were there right next to him. Right down the hall, you couldn't speak to him. Solitary confinement. That's what they were living. And they got sick because you're stressed out of your mind. So I think, you know, think about the amount of people who, if you gave them solitary confinement, would commit suicide. That's what they're doing to our society. They're killing us. And the more you wear masks, the worse it gets. It proves that their double masks don't work. And a new study's out of Denmark that proved that masks don't work. So that's the other big story of the day, besides the Trump election, is that they want to lock you down, they want to mask you inside your home. Do you imagine how absurd that law is, that you have to wear a mask in your house? It's bad enough that you have tortured all these poor people, these waiters and waitresses, and all the people in society who actually go to a job each day and have to wear a mask. You've tortured them. That's bad enough. I can't even imagine working all day with a mask. I have no idea how you guys do it, and I feel for you. I can't even imagine. People who go to a normal job in a normal office workplace, they got to wear a mask. I've never had to do that, thank God. I almost never put a mask on. Just when I walk into Costco for 10 minutes, I put a mask on. Who cares? I really don't care. But even those 10 minutes, I hate it, I hate it, I hate it. But I don't do it all day long. And so I'm okay. I can't imagine when you finally get off work, you get in your car, you take your mask off, and you go, oh, man, I could breathe. You go home, and you go, oh, man, I could breathe. You must hate going to work. You're thinking about going to work, and you're getting nauseous because you got to put a mask on for 8 hours. Work in a clothing store. Work in a hair salon. I don't know how you guys do it. But now they're saying when you get in your car, if a policeman sees you without a mask, even though you're alone in the car, you're going to get a ticket. You're going to get a big fine. And obviously, they expect you, the minute you get in the house, close the garage door, you're going to keep your mask on. Well, first of all, no one's going to comply. You know, I've always argued as a libertarian, because I'm a conservative mixed with a libertarian, the dumbest thing you could ever do is make people do anything. Because they will start to hate the government. When you make them do something that common sense says they don't have to do, they're going to hate government, and there's going to be massive noncompliance, and then they start to disrespect the law. You know, I mean, you shouldn't murder. We all get that. You shouldn't rob and steal. We all get that. You shouldn't rape. We all get that. You shouldn't arm robbery. We get that. Carjack, home invade robbery. I think we all get that. You shouldn't commit fraud. I think we get that. You shouldn't spit on the sidewalk? You mean to tell me there are cops who will give me a ticket for spitting on the sidewalk? You shouldn't go 66 in a 65 zone? Do you think there's anyone to give me a ticket for going 66 in a 65 zone? If you did that, I would lose all respect for the police and all respect for laws in general. And I would tell you to go F yourself. That's what's happening in America today. When a governor could tell you to wear a mask in your house, when the door closes, there isn't anyone who's going to wear the mask. So the governor's a moron, and he's just created disrespect for the law. No one cares anymore about laws when laws are that stupid. You know, it's what I've always said about prostitution. You can look down on it. I don't know anybody who wakes up and says, I want to marry a prostitute. I mean, you can look down on it and say, I don't want her to be my wife. That's kind of a dirty way to make a living. But I wouldn't stop it. I wouldn't arrest people for prostitution because everybody's done it since the beginning of time. And I never thought you should arrest people for smoking pot. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of resources, police resources. And it makes people hate law and order. But having said that, I'm not a big fan of pot, and I think the whole Vegas has been ruined by pot, and every hotel stinks from pot. But I still wouldn't arrest people for pot. Well, how could you arrest people for not wearing a mask? On the street or in their house? How about in their house? What are you going to do, have little snitches walk down each block with a milk carton, and they bring it up to a window and they stand on top of it? They bring a bench with them and stand on top of it and stare into people's windows with binoculars to see if you're wearing a mask or not? And then they'll call the police and have the police drag you out of your own house? For not wearing a mask in your house? Do you understand the road we're heading down? This is called Nazi Germany. Isn't it funny how liberals call Trump Nazi and Hitler when liberals are Nazis? Liberals are emulating Hitler? Liberals want to ask for your papers. But in this case, instead of papers, let's face it, they like illegal aliens. They don't want you to ever ask an illegal alien for their papers. They think that's Nazi. But instead, they want to arrest you for not wearing a mask or having a mask on, but it's below your nose. Let's arrest them. Bring them to prison where they'll get COVID. And then it goes to another level altogether. Let's arrest them for not having a mask in their own house. Let's arrest them for having Christmas dinner with seven people. We're only allowing six. Folks, viva la revolution. There's going to be blood in the streets soon. I'm Wayne Allyn, Mr. Health. I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, capitalism, and conservatism. Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? It's nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. Heart attack and stroke, number one killers. Get in front of a mirror and see if you have a crease in one or both of your ears. If you do, don't wait for a heart attack or stroke. Strauss Naturals offers more than heart drops. They have prostate, kidney, cardio, and bladder formulas too. Strauss Naturals has a special offer just for my listeners. Buy three bottles of any formula or any combination of formulas and receive a 15% discount. Just use the promo code WAR. Order now at StraussNaturals.com. That's StraussNaturals.com.
America is under attack, and we need you to take action now. Our history, culture, constitution, and the American way of life are being assaulted. Violent anarchists are rioting and looting in cities across the country. They are demanding the defunding of our police and an end to law and order. There has never been a more critical time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. The Second Amendment Foundation created the Second Amendment First Responders Program. This program seeks to actively engage Americans who want to protect our Second Amendment rights. Please text Protect 2A to 474747 and become a Second Amendment first responder. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text Protect 2A to 474747. Again, text Protect 2A to 474747. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text Protect 2A to 474747.
I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury, and it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as the Warrior. Let's go to war, baby. Time to go to war on the streets of this country. These Democrat governors are insane, and soon we're going to have an insane Democrat president. Kamala Harris and her dementia sidekick, Joe Biden. And they're going to want lockdowns. They're going to want national mask mandates. They're all insane. Cornerstone Asset Metals is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Cornerstone Asset Metals is the precious metals dealer of the Wayne Allen Root Show. And you know you need precious metals. I mean, you just know it. This is the time of day I always go and look at CNBC. I'm always surprised. I never have any idea if gold went up or down today. I have no idea. And then I look. Gold dip says vaccine progress offsets worries over rising cases. Isn't that funny? So gold went down a little bit today. It's still almost 2,000 an ounce. Gold and silver went down today because there's a vaccine out there. And that's enough to make somebody sell off gold because gold is an insurance policy. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. Because COVID is only one worry out there. If Biden's president, he's going to bury this country under debt and spending like you've never seen in your entire life. So you can have all the COVID vaccines you want. The country's going to be bankrupt. And inflation's going to be wild, like the Weimar Republic, like Zimbabwe. It happens every time when crazy people take office who, if you look at their platform, want to spend. But in any case, you got to own gold and silver. It's the only thing, whether COVID goes or COVID stays, whether it is a COVID vaccine or not, whether people are dying of COVID or not, there's so many things that could happen that could destroy this country with Biden as president if, in fact, he has won this election. And we'll find out soon enough. By Christmas, we should know. But you got to own gold and silver because the debt of this country is out of control. And by the way, COVID's already done its damage. The amount of money this country has spent on COVID is mind-boggling. You got to protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living, protect your retirement, protect your children's future. Right now, Cornerstone Asset Metals has a special offer for my listeners only. Cornerstone will give away a gold 1/10 ounce American Eagle coin free to all qualified purchasers. Call toll-free 888-8GOLD now, 888-8GOLD now. You got to own gold and silver. So make it Cornerstone Asset Metals, great friend of the show, great friend of Wayne Allyn Root. CornerstoneAssetMetals.com, 888-8GOLD now. More proof of the fraud in this election. This election was stolen. I just don't know if it could be proven to the level that a Supreme Court justice will say is necessary to overthrow an election. I just don't know. I know that all my very religious Christian friends tell me it's already been foretold. The scriptures say Trump is a two-term president, and they say the second time he wins, it looks like he lost, and then he pulls a huge victory out that shocks everyone. If that's true, then, you know, I think Trump will pull this out. And this is how we'll pull it out. More proof of fraud. Turnout numbers show basement Joe Biden scored a 1-in-2,666-year win. You know how they talk about it's a 100-year flood, and then it's a 1,000-year flood, it's a 2,000-year flood. This is a 1-in-2,666-year win. The 2020 turnout numbers, still not official, but they are significant. The data was put into Excel, calculated for the average and for standard deviations. In the last 100 years, every election fell within 2 standard deviations. The 2020 election scored above 3 standard deviations. And the standard deviations is a 99.7% confidence level. That is to say, statistically speaking, we have 99.7% certainty on November 2nd, the turnout would be between 2 dashed green lines, but it wasn't. And not only has that never happened before in U.S. history, but we've never been outside a 2-standard deviation before in United States history. Look at the voter turnout for Barack Obama, above average. But basement Joe, through the roof, blows Obama away. Wait a minute, nobody was showing up at his rallies. No one cared what he had to say, but it was the biggest turnout in history because it was driven by mail-in voting. It was all fraud. All fraud. No one cared about Joe Biden. Another way of putting it, you can only expect it to be outside of 3 sigma, 0.3% of the time. That means 3 times in over 1,000 elections, or roughly once every 1,333 years. This one was once in every 2,666 years. Here's more proof of fraud. 16 of 17 bellwether counties went for Trump. That has never happened in 36 years. They determined the winner. These are the most important counties in the United States of America. And Trump won 16 out of 17. And his average margin of victory, 16 points. But he lost the election. And meanwhile, Lynn Wood, his attorney, says Trump won a 70% plus landslide election. And he probably had 400 electoral votes. Sidney Powell, his lawyer, says, I think we'll find Trump had at least 80 million votes and won in a landslide. They both swear they've got the proof that Trump won in a landslide and that the election was stolen. I assume by Dominion, the people who do the vote counting. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
War now.
USA Radio News.
I'm Kevin Bessler. Millions of Americans are traveling this Thanksgiving holiday, ignoring the advice of health experts who warned of a super spreader weekend. Public health officials have been urging people to stay home and not travel to help prevent further spread of the coronavirus. Molly Hart, spokesperson for AAA, the auto club group in Chicago, says the course of the pandemic may have caused some people to follow that advice.
especially now with the COVID-19 cases on the rise, people are thinking twice about getting on the road or getting on a plane to travel.
Missouri's Republican Governor Mike Parson urged state residents to follow coronavirus guidelines over Thanksgiving, but said the government has no business mandating gathering sizes. Coronavirus cases have spiked across the nation, hitting 2 million new cases in just 2 weeks. A number of governors from California to New York have enacted 10-person limits on gatherings amid the holiday week. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP as slim.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. We've got a guest with us, Julio Gonzalez, CEO of Engineer Tax Services. He advised the Trump administration, Congress, the Senate on the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. And we wanted to bring him on to talk about Trump's taxes and some of the things Trump will face if, in fact, he's lost this election. I don't know that he has. Matter of fact, I have faith. I think a decent chance that President Trump will make a comeback and win this thing. But, you know, it's a long shot. But I think, you know, I'm a sports bettor. I've bet as much as $50,000 a ball game. And I've had a lot of teams that were losing like 21 points at halftime, and the game was over, and they won the game. I've had teams that were losing 21 points in the fourth quarter and won the game. I actually had that happen once. I had a team that was losing with like 7 minutes left, down by 21, and scored four straight touchdowns. It happens. So Trump may be a long shot, but if anybody can win, he's the guy that can pull off a long shot. He's relentless. He's unstoppable. That's why I wrote the new bestseller, number one bestseller, Trump Rules. That's the rules of Donald Trump. He is an amazing guy, and you cannot stop him. You cannot keep him down. So let's talk about it with Julio Gonzalez. Julio, how are you, man?
I love the sports analogy. I just love it.
Yeah, it may not be over, but it's certainly a long shot. It doesn't look good. I mean, look, when my teams are down 14 at halftime, I know I'm probably going to lose. Sometimes I win, but I'm not counting a win because it's so hard to overcome a 14 or 21-point lead. You know, and so it's hard, but it doesn't mean it won't happen. So I'm not sure Trump has lost, but I know Democrats are sure he's lost, and they're licking their chops because they think they're going to destroy him with his tax returns, and you're a tax expert. So I saw your little pitch to radio hosts, and I said, let me get Julio on. We've had him on many times before. Your pitch was to talk about what will happen if Trump loses, and I think it's a very worthy topic because they're going to hound this guy and try and put him in prison. And I guess my question to you, Julio, is before we get to all the stuff that's here is kind of the general agenda that you like to talk about, I want to ask you a Wayne Root question, okay? Ready?
Okay.
So,
sure.
So to me, what's weird about this whole thing is they're going to try and get Trump, I think, mostly for his inheritance from his father, Fred Trump. So first of all, to me, it's outside. It's so many years ago that it's beyond the statute of limitations, number one. Nobody can get me on something that happened more than 3 years ago with taxes, as far as I know. And number two, more important than that, it was already approved by the IRS. So how could anyone get you at this point if you were audited and you fought about it and eventually you all agreed on something? You can't come back 20 years later and say you committed a crime, can you?
You can't, right, because you have those restrictions. But this is clear, and this is what you just said. The IRS and Treasury have had his tax returns. They've been through them millions of times. They've been through audits on every return. If there was any glaring issue, it would have been brought up long ago. So this is really just a witch hunt, right? They, Congress wants to get a hold of them. You think Congress, do you think anyone on the Democratic side of Congress has a tax degree and understands a complex tax return? They would have no clue what to even do with it.
Right. No, I agree. That's why I was asking. I was trying to get your wisdom on this. It seems to me that if I inherited money from my parents 20 years ago and the IRS accepted and I paid tax on it, you can't come back to me 20 years later and reopen the case, can you?
Absolutely not. And
all right, so,
like you're saying, look, they've accepted all his tax returns. They've had them. They've been through it. They've been through with his CFOs. They've been through President Trump. You think his tax returns are probably the number one most reviewed tax returns in our country. And believe me, they've been through them in time.
Right, exactly. All right, so now let's get to the questions that you are an expert and know how to answer. So first of all, you know, Trump could tie it up in courts and could this thing could take years, maybe even decades, to get it resolved. Is that right? I mean, he's already tied it up for 4 years as president, right? They thought they had him back in 2016, and he tied this thing up for 4 years. How many years can this go on?
Well, I mean, he'll tie it up in federal court. And listen, if it prevails to the Supreme Court, you know he's going to win there. So there's no chance they're going to.
Well, that's good. That's a good thing. I like hearing that. Talking to Julio Gonzalez, CEO of Engineered Tax Services.
This is a media thing. There's no chance they're getting him. You know, it's just, you know.
Well, you know, the only way I'd argue with you is that there is a nutty attorney general in New York. She's crazy. And she hates Trump. She's an African-American woman who despises Trump and hates him for being a successful businessman, Letitia something. I can't remember her name now. And she's the New York AG. And she tried to come after me for nothing, for me having a TV show on Newsmax TV where I mentioned an advertiser who sold colloidal silver, and colloidal silver is antiviral, and in the age of COVID, this is a good thing to take. She thought that was saying that they were claiming they had a cure for COVID, and she sent a cease and desist to me for mentioning my own advertiser. It's not even my company, and I was merely promoting my own advertiser. Letitia James, that's her name. Letitia James came after me. So don't underestimate how insane with Trump derangement syndrome these people are. So I would guess, Julio, his prob is going to be in New York with that Attorney General, Letitia James. She's insane. She's got Trump derangement syndrome. She hates every businessman who makes money because she's never made any money in her life. She's just a government employee who collects a safe paycheck. And she's got an obsession with Donald Trump. So my guess is she'll come after him till the day she dies, if she can. And some are saying she could be the Attorney General of the United States of America, just to let you know.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But listen, I mean, maybe the state return that he filed there, she could get access to if she tried. But, you know, she's not getting the federal return. And he also files his personal return here in Florida. So, you know, good luck with that one.
Yeah. All right, well, look, we know the IRS leaks, so, you know, we know it leaks like crazy, leaks like a sieve, leaks like the Poseidon. So there is a chance they could wind up with it. I would just think it's a crime. Isn't it a crime if the IRS gives my private tax returns to an attorney general who has no right having them?
Absolutely, a crime like New York Times committed. And
yeah.
The thing here, though, too, right? Look, no matter what's in that return, again, we know that the Treasury and the IRS have already been through it 1,000 times. The Treasury for New York has been through it 1,000 times. So whatever's there, they've already accepted. I mean, or otherwise, there would be an audit. There would be a court case going on with the audit, and that would be public record.
Right. Well, I got to tell you, though, you know, there's a crazy liberal magazine out there called Mother Jones. Have you heard of it? Very liberal.
Sure.
And when I was in a battle with the IRS, Julio, just to show you what can happen, I'm not Donald Trump. I don't think I'm anywhere near as high profile as Donald Trump, right? I'm not running for president. I'm not president. And yet Mother Jones acquired copies of 3 years of my tax returns that were being audited by the IRS under Barack Obama, and I charged that it was political. We knew it was political. I got Tom Fitton to represent me of Judicial Watch, and we literally got from the IRS my files, and written all over them was their hatred for me because I'm a conservative. So we knew it was a political witch hunt. Well, they wanted to prove that Wayne Root doesn't pay enough taxes, so Mother Jones published 3 years of my tax returns. Isn't that a crime?
Well, that's an absolute crime. I mean, that's a federal crime at a very high level. And, you know, no doubt there's people that are in the inside that could get that information and get it out to the media and get paid for it, and that is a crime, and those crimes should be pursued for no doubt. But you're right. I mean, those breaches could happen.
So let me ask you this. Unlike every president who's ever come before him, Trump is a, you know, mega successful billionaire entrepreneur and CEO. And his argument, I want to know if this is a good argument in court, is he's not releasing his tax returns to protect trade secrets associated with his business success and his real estate success. And if you let those secrets get out, his competitors could beat him. And so isn't that a good argument?
Well, I think it's the number one argument. I mean, why would he, who's done real estate investing better than anyone in the country, want to give away his trade secrets on why he's used tax sophistication to do it at a very high level? Why give those away? Why give the business secrets away? I agree with you.
Right, right. And so, you know, he's utilized tax law in many cases to mitigate personal taxes, Trump has. But at the same time, Julio Gonzalez, he's created all these great properties, you know, Mar-a-Lago and Trump Tower and Trump International. And he's got the big hotel in Las Vegas. And he's created all these properties. Well, even if you personally pay no property taxes, that doesn't make you a tax deadbeat. That means you still pay far more taxes than a Joe Biden will ever pay, because you pay property taxes, you pay payroll taxes, you pay business taxes, you pay sales taxes, right? Those are just as valuable as income taxes to our society.
These communities begged someone like President Trump to come in and take over these properties that were vacant, not paying any taxes to those communities, and now they're the highest paying tax real estate properties to those communities. He took the old post office and made it, you know, one of the most iconic hotels in the country, paying a lot of property tax, paying a lot of payroll tax, a lot of sales tax, hotel tax, liquor tax. I mean, it's one of the number one producing income tax properties in that area. And he's done the same with all these properties. And so they gave him tax credits to bring his magic to these properties. And not only did he bring those properties back, but he brought those whole areas back as other people started investing in the properties around those, because he brought that property back to life and brought that community back to life.
No, there's no question. Look, there's all kinds of tricks in business that are completely 100% legal. We all know that real estate developers get massive depreciation. But that doesn't mean that anything bad or nefarious has gone on. It's totally legal, right? In real estate, you get massive tax appreciation, depreciation, correct?
You do. But, you know, also when they have these reports, you know, when you're building this hotel from basically, you know, totally renovating it, you're putting millions and millions of dollars into it. So the first few years you have a ton of losses, right? Because you have no income coming in. So, you know, he takes those losses, he carries them forward.
I get it. Believe me, I'm a businessman, and I've done it, and I understand it. There's nothing illegal about it. It's 100% legal. The guy they should go after, Julio, was Joe Biden for all the cheating offshore, and he put that money into offshore bank accounts. He never paid any taxes on it. There's your tax fraud, but we got to run. You hear the music's on. We're on the way out. Julio Gonzalez, CEO of Engineer Tax Services. He's been an advisor to the Trump administration and Congress and the Senate, and he's an expert on taxes, and we enjoy having him on. Thank you, Julio.
It's been an amazing day, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energize Health.
And we have a message for you women today. Are you struggling with mood swings, hot flashes, night sweats, thyroid or hormone imbalances?
And men, are you struggling with all those challenges of looking at that woman and saying, who abducted my wife? Is this an alien invasion? Great news. That is normal. Ladies, we have helped hundreds and hundreds of women to reverse all those issues totally naturally. Get their hormones in balance. And hey, guys, we've had men raise their testosterone level 500 points, all natural, through our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. So be a beautiful, beloved skeptic.
And come check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average, a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $15,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. National Debt Relief has helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our debt reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our debt reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-274-9490. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the debt reset program can work for you. 800-274-9490. That's 800-274-9490. 800-274-9490.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for Cornerstone Asset Metals, the official precious metals dealer of the Wayne Allyn Show. Legendary Wall Street firm Goldman Sachs and I rarely agree on anything. They're globalist and liberal, but we agree on precious metals. Goldman Sachs just issued reports advising their clients to dump the dollar and buy silver. They know what I know. Money is being printed by the trillions to save the global economy and pay for COVID. Inflation's coming. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement and protect your children's future. Gold and silver have protected wealth and future buying power for thousands of years. Call the experts at Cornerstone Asset Metals. Cornerstone will help make the process easy and smooth for you. Right now, they have a special offer for my listeners only. Cornerstone will give away a gold 1/10 ounce American Eagle coin free to all qualified purchasers. Call toll-free 888-8-GOLD-NOW. That's 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. That's CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. 888-8-GOLD-NOW.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio Network. I want to mention Wayne Root merchandise at rootforamerica.com. Of course, this is the most important merchandise at this very moment in my life is Trump Rules, my new book. And, of course, the double entendre. It's the top 10 rules of Donald Trump's life that have made him a winner in everything he's ever done. Not just a winner, but one of the biggest success stories in the history of the world in business, in real estate, in celebrity, in branding, in television production, and, of course, in politics as the president of the United States and leader of the free world. And according to his lawyers and according to all these stats I read you all the time, he just won a massive landslide. He may lose the election, but anyone who calls him a loser is the biggest liar that ever lived. How about if you forget all the stuff everybody's saying and the claims of a landslide, the claims of 400 electoral votes, and the claims of winning 70% of the electorate, and the results were switched and all that. Forget all that. Let's just say he won 73 million votes from Americans, 9 million more than the first time he ran. He is the ultimate winner even if he loses the election. He is a winner. So go get a copy of Trump Rules and give it under the Christmas tree to all your favorite, to your children and your spouse and your relatives and your friends and your boss and people at work who love Donald Trump. They will thank you forever. It's the best Christmas gift. Trump Rules. What, how do you lose it? Like $25 a pop, you know, for everybody at the office or your boss or your kids who are going to college. Man, this book will change their lives. It's not a political book. It's 100% business and sales and marketing. Trump Rules. The second thing is my war merchandise, all available now at my website, rootforamerica.com. We've got Wayne Root mugs and T-shirts and backpacks and laptop sleeves and bags and pillowcases and even baby clothing like baby T-shirts. It's all at rootforamerica.com. So there's a bunch of things that tell me this election was stolen. If you weren't with me in the last hour, this one is powerful. By the way, let me mention this one. Georgia just found a 9,626-vote error in a hand recount. Basically, there was a stack of votes in DeKalb County, which I think is Atlanta, and it's all black and it's very Democrat. And the stack said on the top of it, it's a batch of votes, and they said 10,707 for Biden, 13 for Trump. Like, you really believe that, right? Trump lost 10,707 to 13. Well, guess what? The actual count was 1,081 to 13. Still terrible, but it wasn't 10,000 to 13. It was 1,000 to 13. 9,626 votes mislabeled for Joe Biden. If you don't think that happened all over Georgia and all over the United States, I got a bridge to sell you in Vegas over the Atlantic Ocean. What a joke. And then the Dominion engineer, the top engineer of Dominion, the people who took the votes, that engineer is a guy named Eric Coomer. And he was online talking to Antifa members, the radical nutcases who supported Biden and hate Trump. And he assured Antifa activists he had made effing sure that President Trump would not win the presidential race. And then they went online to his Facebook page, and they found the kind of things he said in 2016. And this guy is an unhinged hater of Trump. He uses the F word every other second. And he was in charge of counting the votes. Here's an article from Detroit. Another Michigan witness has come forward to describe the voter fraud and vote integrity intimidation she witnessed while volunteering at the TCF Center in Detroit on election night and the day after. This comes on the heel of the word that the Wayne County results are being officially certified now, are being certified after Republican members were accused of racism and received repeated death threats against their children. And then they suddenly changed and said, let's certify. Christina Caramo saw the 3:30 a.m. Biden ballot dump that is being repeatedly denied by the mainstream media. Her statement stands in contrast to the whitewashing going on elsewhere in the media that is seeking to debunk all similar testimony of witnesses who described Detroit voter fraud in favor of Joe Biden. Caramo saw that there was no effective review of signatures on those ballots at the county boards. She described seeing ballots that should have been spoiled instead counted for Biden, with poll workers saying, I think that should go to the Democrat. Her challenges to bad ballots were all ignored. She also describes that GOP poll challengers would not be hired by the city of Detroit, helping explain what other witnesses have also described, a completely lopsided ratio of Democrats to Republicans, ensuring that Republicans could not protect the integrity of the ballot counting process in Detroit. She describes calling and attempting to apply several times to be an official poll worker and being denied, even though the clerk lied and told her that not enough Republicans had applied. According to Carano, the Republicans were systematically denied access to observe the vote count. They were like demons, she said. She thinks all absentee ballots should be recounted in Wayne County instead of having the media dismiss witnesses like this. The Gateway Pundit has provided their interviews so you can judge for yourself. Thank you, Gateway Pundit. Good stuff. I mean, you just can't even imagine how bad it is. And then I'll finish by saying, I always say on this show, my grandfather said there's only two rules to business. Rule number one, customer is always right. Rule number two, if the customer is wrong, refer back to rule number one. In other words, no matter what happens, the customer's right. Be nice. You know, bite your tongue, grit your teeth, and be nice to the customer. Smile and tell them they're right, even if they're not. That's how you build a billion-dollar business. And my grandfather was one bright man, and he built a great business, a little butcher store that turned into a wildly successful business. And I'm telling you, Fox News crapped on all their own fans and all their own loyal viewers who've loved them for so many years. You crapped on them for the last year, and you crapped them on election night. And that's why Fox News is dying and their ratings have collapsed. And the viewer exodus is so bad that MSNBC's Morning Joe just beat Fox and Friends as the number one morning show. After like 15 years in a row, Fox being number one. Dumb.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed
designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.